I think is very important to actually optimize your destiny. And fate and destiny, I think, are two different levels, because destiny means your destination. This is where you want to get to, where your soul is yearning to get to, and fate is what happens to the ego when it fails to fulfill its destiny. So I agree with you that the world process being a dream, and being that there are all these different monads who are co-dreaming it, can have many fractal outcomes, not just a single outcome. But you will have to determine what is your outcome, what world you will be living in. But since the world is a projection of your own being, the more you are in a state of purity, of love, of light, of simplicity, of presence, the more that what you will perceive and what will become your Umwelt, your environment, will be a reflection of that consciousness. So the more that you're in the state of the God self, the more that your world will be a kingdom of God. And so that's how you can claim your sovereignty and not be a victim of other people's dreams or nightmares that they want to project on you. And so that's why your independence from the collective consciousness is very important. Okay?
Thank you. Can I have a short follow-up here?
Sure.
How do I resolve caring about other monads' fate?
Well, the thing is, you can't help anyone else. To the extent that you have freed yourself from suffering and you have realized the true nature of reality, and the presence of God shines through you, then you can help others. But from the ego level, you can't help them. And if you try, you'll just get dragged down along with them, right? So if someone's drowning, you don't want to drown with them. You get safe first and then throw them a line. So get into God consciousness, and then your Shakti will help uplift those who want to receive it. You can't force them to accept the help. And in their monad, they may not want your help. They may think that you're actually a threat to their life as they want it to be in their fantasy. So don't try to rescue them. Don't abandon them if they want help. But the more you are indifferent, the more that they can come to you for help. Whereas if you try to push your knowledge on them, the more they'll reject you and say you're crazy. So that indifference actually makes you a more effective agency to be of help to people.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.